This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos. With all of you good girls and guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'll tell you what, it's been a day of days. It really has been. Every morning I post to about a little under a million people on a daily basis, and I just happened to come across a post that said to Cyrus, whom God took by the hand to give the task of taming the nations, of terrifying their kings. That's found in Isaiah 45. And what's interesting about it is, as I looked at it, this is coming from a professed Christian. And on the cover of the picture, it has a picture of Kim Jong and Donald Trump. And I said, you cannot make this stuff up. I said, this post just came up. This is why the self-professed Christians in this country are not respected nor taken seriously. I said, it's time to shut down the false prophets that are prophesying these lies. Cyrus and Donald Trump are two different people. And then it begins. Conservatives of the day. Oh, the sheeple, the deceived sheeple, are led easily astray, no question about it. But the professed conservatives of today, you'll understand why I call them yesterday's liberal. They walk all over themselves trying to justify every single thing that Donald Trump does. And I want to tell you what, the propagandists, they get an A+. Because where the people are deceived is where they believe that they actually picked or voted for the president of the United States of America. And what's even scarier about all of this, friends, is the fact that you have people, as I shared with you yesterday, celebrating the rebirth of America. False prophets prophesying that either you get with Trump, you better get with the program, or else. Really, that's absolutely amazingly scripturally illiterate every step of the way. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. Isaiah 30, verse 1. Comment after comment after comment after comment. People trying to justify this post to Cyrus, whom God took by the hand to give the task of taming the nations, of terrifying their kings. All man's word. So when I begin to lay to their candor, what does the word say? What does the word say? Over and over and over and over and over again. No response. Just their opinion. It's like, you know, the definition of insanity, America, is this. Doing the same things over and over and over again and expecting different results. And then here we go, right off the bat, defending Donald Trump for what? I don't know where, in any sense of the word, I attacked Donald Trump in this particular case. And by the way, it's never me attacking Donald Trump. It's always me exposing Donald Trump for his unconstitutionalities. And it's amazing how people out there will strain at the gnat and swallow the big camel. And when I tell you that people have their finger on their eyeballs, I'll tell you, I just had my affiliates guy call me this morning and tell me one of our affiliates out in Florida said, because he just hired a new guy from CBS, and he doesn't like Bradley Dean Trump bashing. And he sent me a message, and I called him back, and I acted as if I was the program director, and I said, hey, listen, I just want you to tell Bradley Dean to quit Trump bashing. I said, but let's make clear, I'm not Trump bashing. I'm exposing Donald Trump. When he does the right, I'll stand there with him. When he does the wrong, I'll be the first one to expose him. That should be every patriot in this country. But it's not. But it's not. Not only are they, you know, justifying Donald Trump, but they're also justifying these false prophets. And again, when I share with you, I ask them the question, well, what does the Word of God say? They literally cannot answer me. Well, this is what he said. Well, this is what he said. How many times, America, do I need to lay to your ears and to stand there with my hands on your eyes, prying them open to remind you that Jesus said, many will come in my name, many will come in my name. How many times did the Lord say, take heed to yourself, pay careful attention to yourself, and be not deceived, be not deceived, be not led astray. But again, Jesus said, the sheep know my voice, the voice of a stranger they will not follow. There's many people out there following the voice of a stranger. By the way, that's in John 10. Following the voice of the stranger when in fact they're being led not by the voice that they hear in the spirit, but the one that they hear by man. Fallen, reprobate man. Many will come in my name. Yep, they'll say they're Christians. Yep, that's all they have to say. And by the way, going back to the point of the president, every single president in the United States has played the Christian card until they've gotten into office. Every single one of them. Every single one of them, even Barack Hussein Obama, played the Christian card until he got into office. Then he showed you who he really was. Because nobody judged him for who he was, Matthew 7:16. But the fact of the matter is nobody really had any history on Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign plant, sodomite, criminal. But after the first week, he'd have been easily impeached and indicted and prosecuted. Easily. Article 2, Section 4. But America, it says, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. They'll listen to the president. But they won't listen to me. And that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, saith the Lord God, that they may add sin to sin. Let me go back to yesterday concerning these false prophets. This guy by the name of Mark Taylor said, you either better get with the Trump program or else. And I also want to let you know, too, we've made contact. We've reached out to him a couple times without response. I wouldn't respond if I was him neither. Get him on the radio. He's got everybody praising him. And doesn't the Bible tell us to beware of false prophets over and over? Woe unto you when men speak good of you. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you. For so did their fathers of the false prophets. We're going to be hitting this topic in the up and coming 3 segments left. If you'd like to call in, please do. I'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Of taming the nations, of terrifying their kings, with a big picture of that of Donald Trump and Kim Jong. Wow, wow, wow. You can't make it up, friends. You really can't. To Cyrus, whom God took by the hand to give the task of taming the nations, of terrifying their kings. Donald Trump's the man, everybody's saying, right? Well, when you look in Scripture, you'll find over and over and over again, there's usually one standing against the majority. And I'm not claiming to be that one, but I am telling you this. It makes me angry that people don't have more common sense when it comes to what's going on in this country. All eyes on Donald Trump internationally. No one's taken away that this may be good news, although I believe they're all players on a global scale, no doubt. But the fact of the matter is, America, you're under attack here back at home. Your Second Amendment's under attack. Your First Amendment's under attack. Donald Trump's internationally going out there making peace, we're told. By the way, his enemies in the media are all praising him too, by the way. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? As long as it goes along with the agenda, then everybody's cool. But what's sad here is nobody knows or takes the time, for the most part, to read the Word of God for themselves to know exactly what's going on. Be not deceived. Be not led astray. Take heed unto yourselves. Know my voice. The fact of the matter is, you got so many people in this country today that know the spirit of the world and the voice of the world, the voice of a stranger, but when it comes to the things of Christ, it's foreign to them. It's completely foreign to them. As I was sharing with you earlier, asking people that are justifying this picture as to what the Word of God says. The only thing they can do is come back to the false prophet and say, well, this is what they said. I'm not asking you what they said. I'm asking you what the Word of God says. And I said, isn't it interesting how people are praising these guys? The majority of the people in the professed church, which is the problem in the first place, are praising this guy. In essence, what these false prophets are saying is God is blessing America for her rebellion towards heaven. God is blessing you for allowing 58 million babies to be slaughtered in the womb. Might want to talk to Manasseh about that one. God's blessing you for basically being tolerant and apathetic and just looking the other way when it comes to homosexual marriage. You're an accomplice. You're advocating what God clearly condemns. It's a felony in every state in our union, America. I can go on and on and on and on. You're being told one thing by the administration, but if you pull the curtain back and see what he's actually doing, there's two different stories. There's two different playbooks that are taking place. And why is it? Because conservatives and professed Christians in this country are so easily led astray. And I want to remind you, they are the problem. They are the problem. They are the reason you have a left. And keep in mind, scripturally, it was the conservatives and the professed Christians, well, actually those of the seed of Abraham, they declared, under Roman rule as they were enslaved, that were calling for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, that said, listen, we have no king but King Caesar. And it's exactly verbatim what you're hearing today. Exactly. Exactly. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. That cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Isn't it interesting? He's out there. Donald Trump is out there rocking it and cleaning up all these third world nations, but he's not keeping his promises back here at home. Let me think that one through for a moment. Okay, wait a second. So all those people that are still attacking him have been given a free hand. He failed to bring prosecution where he promised to do so. But if it comes to Kim Jong or some third world country, you better back up because I mean what I say. See, America wants to go out there and clean everybody else's house except their own. That's just a fact. Let's call it for what it is, America. Let's call it for what it is. You know what the Lord's looking for? I'll tell you. Run you to and fro, he told Jeremiah, through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof. If you can find a man, the Lord told Jeremiah, if you can find a man, if there be any that will execute judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. I'll pardon it, the Lord said. Where that? All cheerleading the administration and the false prophets. Boy, oh boy. No wonder why Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. These false prophets are literally setting America at war with God, and so are the professors. They've been doing it for a long time. They're the first people to tell you thou shalt not judge when you read Deuteronomy 4, and folks, all the way through the Torah, that's all it teaches us to do. And what bears witness? Judgment and justice are the guardian of our liberties on the back of the Supreme Court building. Common sense comes into place. It really does. False prophets setting America at war with God. I mean, folks, rather than the light reproving the darkness found in Ephesians 5:11, we now have the church spreading the darkness as they attempt to put out the light. It's exactly what's happening. I mean, folks, let me go back to what I said earlier during the first segment about the radio affiliate out in Florida. He hires a guy from CBS, and he's offended because Bradley Dean is Trump bashing. No, I'm not. I'm exposing him for who he was and who he is and what he's doing. I'll stand with the good, and I'll stand against the lies, period. Okay? The fact of the matter is you got too many people that are just blindsided by what's going on, going over the end of the cliff because they don't want to open their own eyes and open their own ears. They just want to be one of the boys or one of the girls. They just want to go along to get along. You sound like a corrupt politician if that's your mindset. This is a Christian dude saying Bradley needs to kind of back off on the Bush bashing or the Trump bashing. Let me say it this way. If you don't like it, pull my show. If you don't like it, pull it down. Because I want to tell you something. I'm a preacher first and foremost. And the people in this country, their blood is off my hands by telling them what you don't want me to tell them. And why is it that you don't want me to tell them? Because you don't want to lose sponsors. That's why. Your golden calf. You know, the Bible tells us that they that praise the wicked, those that praise the wicked, they are the ones that forsake the law. And the first commandment in the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And isn't it interesting that when through blood the children of Egypt were delivered, through blood of the Paschal Lamb, symbolic of that of Christ, the first thing the Lord did was brought them through to the Mount Sinai, chained them to the Ten Commandments. What's the first thing Aaron did when Moses was up receiving more from the things of God concerning revelation? He created a golden calf. And what did he say? He did it out of the fear of the people. And the people started to shout as he took gold and silver from them as he created the golden calf. And he said, these be our gods, O Israel. It's exactly what these people are doing. This is exactly why you have big hotshot conservative radio show hosts like Rush Limbaugh making millions and millions of dollars every year. And the list goes on. They care more about their sponsors than they do telling you the truth. Because if they really had a heart for God and they had a heart for you, they wouldn't really care much about their sponsorship. Because those sponsors will be held accountable for what they left off concerning the truth that I'm giving you. So regardless of this guy going back over to Florida likes it or not, oh well, too bad. Oh well, too bad. Pull the show if you don't like it. I'm obligated before God. And by the way, P.S., posted script, so are you. He wants me to do everything, America, but tell you the truth. Just think about that. Again, we now see the church spreading the darkness as they attempt to put out the light. Yet in 1 Timothy 4:1, it tells us what? Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. I mean, again, they're simply advocating what God abhors and condemns. Proverbs 6:16 through 19. In fact, they are going so far as to set the people at war with God. And when you find yourself at war with God, don't blame God for not taking the time to study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because keep in mind, the very first thing Jesus said is, you must know concerning my doctrine. See? He's the bread of life. He is the food that you eat outside of natural food, first and foremost. I'm going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump arrived home from Singapore today with a written pledge that dictator Kim Jong-un would completely denuclearize North Korea. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says this is a step in the right direction.
I'm very hopeful, and if it comes to fruition, if we actually get denuclearization, President Trump will have done something miraculous, something historic. Now, we're still in the very beginning, so just the fact that North Korea signs an agreement doesn't always mean they'll adhere to that agreement.
Meanwhile, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn says businesses down in Tennessee can't wait for phase two of President Trump's tax plan.
Yeah, I was visiting with a company in Knoxville yesterday, 1,500 employees. They increased salaries. They increased their hourly wage. They increased 401k benefits and other employee benefits. And that is, as they say, round one. They're looking forward to Tax Cuts 2.0.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Talking about false prophets setting America at war with God, no doubt about it. You're seeing a whole slew of self-professed Christians and conservatives talking about a rebirth of America. And they're also talking about either you better get with Trump's plan or else. And I'm here to tell you that you're being deceived if you're following their lead. Look at their fruit. That's what you have to do. Look at their fruit. They're simply advocating again what God abhors. They're spreading the darkness as they attempt to put out the light. Micah 3:5 tells us, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, Peace, and he that putteth not in their mouths, they even prepare war against him." I mean, this is craziness, what we're seeing. And I've shared with you in the past, Martin Luther said, the great reformer from the 1500s, said, "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law of God, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." I mean, this is the same guy that said, "I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I am born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest." What do the modern-day prophets look like today, friends? First of all, they prophesy from their own hearts. They prophesy the same things over and over and over again. There's no life. And I'll tell you why, friends. You can tell when they're false and when they're real right off the bat. Are they bringing that message to bring repentance, which the greatest of all prophets gave. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Or are they just telling you, no, don't worry about it. Just come along with me. Don't worry about being proven by the Lord God of heaven. Now just follow me. Believe what I'm saying. Don't look in the Word of God, and we'll all be good. Yet when you read in Deuteronomy 13, it says, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder cometh to pass, wherefore he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. You better get with Trump in his plan or else. The Bible says, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you. Their words prove you, America? Nope. They put you back to sleep, America? Yep. It's a false prophet. For the Lord God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. To see if you'll walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. I can go so far as to say a couple of these false prophets couldn't even tell you the commandments of God. And they act accordingly. Friends, when I tell you that the church is called to be the moral compass of society, keep in mind that was the second president of the United States of America that said that, John Adams. And he also said, when that goes, everything else goes. And that's why your government is in shambles today. Because the church doesn't judge within. Therefore, you have a prime example of what I'm talking about when you see administration after administration go clean the house of third world dictators in their countries, but they fail to clean their own. No, because they're all in it together. I mean, when you look at the Lord's prophets, this is what they do. Hosea 6:5. This is the fruit of a prophet. This is scriptural. Therefore, I've hewed them by the prophets. I've slain them by the words of my mouth. And thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. Is there judgment in the mouth of these modern day false prophets? Absolutely not. Are they saying peace, peace? Oh, yeah, in so many different ways. Just go back to sleep, church. As a matter of fact, to prove my point in the natural, all across the country, tea parties are completely debunked. For the most part. Not knowing that scripture, this is all tactical warfare, America, on you. Not knowing scripture, that the Bible says when the enemy soul tears while men slept. So while men are sleeping, like America is today, the enemy is sowing tares. There's not an easier way to do it. Matter of fact, you see administration after administration, they will pass legislation that they know that the people don't want at inconvenient times, like Christmas, like Thanksgiving, like 3:30 in the morning. The list goes on. And by the way, these are all abuses found in the Declaration of Independence that our forefathers didn't tolerate, that you now tolerate, America. I mean, this is just, again, when you look at what's going on out there, it's just like, whoa. Hey, folks, your left is a joke compared to those that you call the right. They should be ashamed of themselves. And keep in mind, and I say it again, and I'll say it again, and again, and again. There wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing. But the right isn't doing the right thing. The right is the problem in so many different ways. The law is right. Both sides are wrong. What we need to agree to is God's moral law concerning what's going on in this country and keep his commandments unto judgment and his statutes and his ordinances to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. I shared with you earlier, and I shared a little bit yesterday, of how you have those... Oh, my gosh. I just almost want to go after some of these guys. But I, in the sense of, is it personal? Oh, yeah, it's totally personal. When anybody wants to sit and lie to the majority of the American people and act like he's right about it, yeah, it's totally personal to me, let me tell you. But I don't want to stoop to their level on certain occasions such as this one. But we have this little pudgy dude telling the American people that there's a rebirth of America going on. fallen right in line. Right in line. Telling the people all across the globe that, listen, we've got the globalists. We've got them on the run. He said, we got the globalists on the run now. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do my best and let you know that there's nothing to worry about, because there's going to be a rebirth of America, and I'm rejoicing. It's time to celebrate, America. Don't worry about the 4,000 babies that are being murdered in the womb now. Don't worry about the sodomite communities attacking everybody that doesn't agree with them. No, don't worry about all the communists trying to take your arms away right now. No, don't worry about none of that. Don't worry about the $1.3 trillion bill that was just passed against you. No, don't worry about that. There's a rebirth of America going on, and it's time to celebrate. No, it's time to repent. They're running in stark contrast to Scripture. A stark contrast to that of Scripture. Again, let me tell you what Jeremiah 5 says. Jeremiah was looking for, as he ran to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, he was looking for a man. If there's one who does justice, who seeks truth, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and the Lord said, I will pardon it. I don't see anybody seeking out to execute judgment upon the crimes of the nation. I just guess I don't see that one. I don't see that at all. What I do see is a whole bunch of false preachers preaching a false grace. And instead of saying, go and sin no more, as Jesus said to the woman that was caught in adultery, as the law drove her to the foot of Christ, where the law can do no more, he said to her, go and sin no more. And we also know where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But what we see in America is we see sin abounding, but though grace does abound over it, those... See, here it is, friends. The law detects, grace conquers. Augustine said that. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. The law condemns, grace justifies to those that believe from the heart, that form of doctrine that's been given unto them. The professed church in America preaches a licentiousness, not grace. They preach that the commandments of God are legalism, which you can't find that word in Webster's 1828, because there is no such thing. Read Romans 3:31, all of you ignoramuses that don't know the difference between your left hand and your right hand that call yourself Christians. You establish the law through faith. All right? Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill the law. Natural law teaches us that in America. I mean, when you're speeding down the highway, the cop doesn't look at you and say, oh, man, bless you, brother. Let the grace abound. Let the grace abound. No, you go on with your bad self. You're okay. Go ahead and endanger everybody else's life. Jeopardize the freedom that's been given unto you. No. You just go on and blessings, brother. Blessings, brothers and sisters. Yeah, that's what you hear today. Natural law doesn't teach us that. Anywhere. And this is all because God's law has been pushed out of the culture by antinomians. Antinomists, those that have no regard for law. And I'll tell you what, they live accordingly, don't they? Well, I think it was, and I'm being facetious, but I shouldn't be here. Revelation 3:17, Jesus said, because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Well, America, we better start opening our ears as to what's going on here. It's not time to serve your country right now as it is to save your country from those that are ignorant in a biblical in a constitutional sense. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check us out online and see the things that we have been doing across this country. I know people like to blow themselves up and embellish themselves and give themselves letters of commendation in so many different ways, regardless if it's from a pen or from their mouths. But the fact of the matter is, you are to judge a man by his fruit. Please check our fruit out, Matthew 7:16. It's all online on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, which is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. On YouTube, Twitter is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account as well. And if you want to call in, please do. Last segment, 1-866-582-9933. Today you have us as the number 3 radio show on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate your listenership. As long as we're on the top 3, we know we're knocking it out of the park, and we just thank you again for coming and giving ear to the Word of God and to the Constitution, friends, because that is where our allegiance is, the Rock of Ages. His name is Jesus Christ. And as I usually say, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of LibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, and so it is. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. We need to get our eyes fixed on the Word of God. We need to get our eyes fixed on the Constitution so we know who's doing the lying, right? I was talking about identifying God-sent prophets. I was talking about how false prophets are setting America at war with God. And it's important that people make the distinction, because you see too many people going one direction right now. Also, take the time after the show today to read Deuteronomy 13, because that will really drive the line with your knowledge of God's moral law. Now, keep in mind as well, there's a distinction that needs to be made between God's moral law and ceremonial law. Ceremonial law has been done away with in Christ, but his moral law has never been abrogated in any sense of the word. It still stands true. His Ten Commandments. And that's why, again, we see these Ten Commandments plaques all over the United States of America. Let's get back to this really quick. So we're talking about false prophets, okay? And then identifying, let's go over to God-sent prophets. Well, when you look in the light of Scripture, it is relatively simple to see how biblically illiterate people are in the country. When it comes to identifying a biblical prophet, read Jeremiah 23, verse 21, okay? Hey, you know what I was thinking about yesterday, just a side note? Do you know what it cost the patriarchs? Do you know what it cost the disciples? Do you know what it cost the captain of our salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah, to get us the Word of God? I mean, you do realize, do you not, that the Bible is, there's blood all over the Bible. How many men have lost their lives to get us the Bible that tyrants hate? Read the book of Fox's Book of Martyrs. Read the Geneva Bible and read the side notes, friends. Do you know what it costs the Son of God to get the Word of God to us? I mean, think of John Wycliffe. Think of many of the martyrs and why they were martyred for giving people the word that I'm giving to you right now. I mean, it's like, wow. And I think about the same thing with the Constitution, not comparing it to the Word of God, but as a branch off the Word of God, because it is spiritual documentation. There's no question about it. Read the end of the Constitution, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And the Declaration of Independence as well. But when you begin to look at what it cost people to get us to magnify, to purchase our freedoms, and I have to continuously point my finger at the Word of God and the Constitution, our founding documents, over and over on this radio show, as if to suggest that's for somebody else or that's for some preacher somewhere. No, they sacrifice themselves to get those words, those scripts, those documents to you. Many of them paid with their lives to get it to you. You know, it's interesting that people love to make the claim that God has not changed and that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which is true, Hebrews 13:8. However, when it comes to his prophets, they fail to remember that the prophets that God sends are sent to slay sin by the power of the Holy Ghost. John 16, verse 8, read it. With a message, again, of repentance towards God. Acts 20, verse 21. Also read Matthew 3:2. And faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And reconcile and reconciliation, forgive me, Jeremiah 6:16, to the old paths. And it's also interesting to note that their message is not a message that plays with or overlooks sin. Again, keep in mind, God has not changed, and neither have they, or the characteristics and attributes and actions of his prophets today. Folks, the Word of God, I can almost go down the line. And well-respected preachers across the country, without fail, every one of them has their own interpretation. They have their own interpretation. I heard one the other day, very well-respected. I liked a lot of his stuff, and I was really turned off when I heard it. But I went over and checked out some of the stuff. He was asked about a certain portion of Scripture. And he goes, well, the Word says this, but this was for a different time. But wait a second. The Lord hasn't changed. Who's changed? Men have. And the reason men excuse why they don't have the fruit of the Spirit in their life is because of the fact that they're in their sin. Read 1 Corinthians 15, the whole chapter, when you get a moment. They're dead in their sins. Because if they were alive in the things of the Spirit, they wouldn't be talking about how God has changed. God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. And if you go over to Malachi 3:16, he says, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. So why do people have him change? He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. I didn't see him say in there that he changed who he was in the process. He may be doing different things, but the gifts and the gifts of the Holy Ghost, they're all still there. And if they're not in operation in your ministry or in your church or in your life, then that's your bad. Don't sit there and say that he's not there. I mean, if you look at the children of Israel, they got in a lot of trouble when they said to the Lord, is the Lord among us? Whoa. And the Lord chastised them big time for even saying that. We better start agreeing with what is written rather than what we think is happening. So, the prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men. No man can be fully accepted until he is totally rejected. The prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences because they're his brand name. The group challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortably insulated from a perishing world and their warm but untested theology is not likely to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as the habituate of the synagogue of Satan. Well, the prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those who are out of line, Proverbs 6:23. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and spirituality, Matthew 7:14. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless hirelings, the function of the prophet is, and almost has been, that of recovery. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. John 7:7, read it. Compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He is totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile toward sin. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He's a seer who comes to lead the blind. John 14:6. He lives in the heights. He points his finger at the Christ. John 14:6. He lives in the heights of God and comes into the valley with the thus saith the Lord God. Read Psalm 15. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God and is so aware of impending judgment. He lives in a splendid isolation. He is forthright and outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God or else. Maybe that's why Moses said, I wish you were all prophets. It's all our message, friends, regardless of who you are in the body of Christ. Read Amos 4:12. His prophecies are parried. His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. Yep. Hey, folks, the spirit of the world has not changed. The spirit of the world is to praise the dead prophets and vilify and to persecute the living ones. Nothing new under the sun. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when dead. He's dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He is a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, Galatians 3:24, but few make the grade in his class, if any. He is friendless while living and famous when he's dead. He is against the establishment in ministry, 1 Kings 18:40. Then he's established as a saint by posterity. Folks, read Deuteronomy 13. That's your homework for today, okay? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.